But I mean, I've seen afros on whites too. And so I don't know exactly what you mean. You know, like, generally right now what seems to be in vogue mostly is what is the advent of the dry look. Whether, you know, and the longer hair.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's a particular style attached to it, I don't know. I just don't know.
What about when you have, rather than an afro, you might have it done up?
Processed, you mean?
No.
The curly fro?
Braids, do you have a name?
Oh, the cornrows.
Do you call it cornrowing?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And, okay, what would you call, or what words would you have for a male homosexual?
Queer. Gay.
Anything else?
Faggot.
Okay. Do you have any words for a boy or man that is not necessarily homosexual, but maybe rather womanish?
Mm-hmm. Just feminine.
Okay. And what about female homosexuals?
Lesbian.
Anything else?
What I've heard it referred to, then like butch, you know, this kind of thing.
Okay, and what would you call a girl or woman with mannish ways? Not necessarily homosexual.
Okay, I don't know how I would typify that.
Okay, do you have any words for a sexually overactive male?
In my, you know, my circle, I know when someone refers to a stud, for instance, and that's what they have reference to. I don't have any terms, you know, that I involved in that describes that.
Okay, what about sexually overactive female?
Nymphomaniac? Nymph.
Anything else?
It's the only thing that comes to my mind.
Okay, what about a sexually indiscreet male? Who's married or unmarried, somebody sleeps around on. What about female?
Oh, that old double standard.
Yeah.
I still can't think of a term that I've used. The only thing is just the person, whoever does that, is just uncool, you know? Just not cool. You're uncool if you're doing that.
Oh, how about in high school? Okay, a girl might not necessarily be a, you know, working prostitute, but do you have any words for girls who, you know, were known to sleep around with anybody?
And when I was in high school, you know, the term, I guess we heard the term whore, W-H-O-R-E. That was used to denote that, but, you know, with the changing morality that we've undergone now. I seldom hear the term.
Okay.
I mean, I know what it means, but I seldom hear it being used in any circles that I'm in.
Okay. Do you have any terms for an ugly boy or man?
Yeah, that's an ugly dude. you know, just about that, though, you know, you might say, gosh, he's ugly and ruined him, whatever. But no, I can't think of a single term that would describe that condition.
Usually.
Hey, Jack, that guy sure is ugly.
Okay.
So I pass it off that way, yeah.
Okay. What about an ugly girl or woman?
Mm-hmm. Well, depend. You know.
Yes.
It could be so many things. One of my friends and I have a, just between, you know, he's one of my fraternity brothers. We call him Tabs.
Tabs?
T-A-B.
Mm-hmm.
That's bat spelled backwards.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah, you know, bat, you know, bat is not a very attractive creature.
Now, is this common or is this just
not,
a good year?
He and I, you know, if you say something about a tab.
Uh-huh, you know what you're talking about.
You're not talking about necessarily picking up the check.